I've got a question for you. There's a word that's about to appear on the screen. Do you know what an aptronym is? Everyone looks a bit clueless. Well, an aptronym is basically when someone's name and occupation perfectly line up, where what somebody is called describes perfectly what they do. And let me give you... Where's the clicker? Here it is. And let me just give you a few examples to make this really clear. So how about this, gentlemen? Dandruff barber. Or Dr. Pullin dentist. These are all genuine names. Dr. Whack chiropractor. Or Dr. Smiley orthodontist. Or do you know Roy Grout bricklayer? Sonia Shears hairdresser, or my personal favourite, Dr. Whitehead dermatologist. You see, in the Bible, there are over 100 names that we associate with Jesus, over 100 titles that he's given. And someone has said that for every name he bears is a blessing he shares. For every name he bears is a blessing he shares. In other words, Jesus lives up to every title that he's given. And briefly this evening, I just want to spend time looking over one title that was mentioned in our first reading, which was a title given to Jesus 700 years before he was even born. It's this one, Wonderful Counselor. And just to re-jog our memory, I'm just going to read a couple of verses from that scripture again. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. Now, what's that term, Wonderful Counselor, mean? Well, when we think of the word wonderful, perhaps you might even think about something that you ate for lunch today. You might say that was wonderful. And basically by that, we mean it was pretty good. But when the Bible uses the word wonderful, it means beyond understanding. In other words, Jesus would be a counselor and would provide counsel that was so great that nobody could begin to comprehend it. And when we think of the word counselor, perhaps we think of someone rocking back and forth in a chair, somebody that is a good listener, someone who can give us a bit of personal good advice. But look carefully at verse 6. About this counselor, it says, the government will be on his shoulders. In other words, he bears the weight not only as a ruler of a nation, but the key word is not a government, but the government. In other words, he will be a ruler of all of humanity, of everyone, over all time. Now, what makes, as we think about the Christmas period, what makes a baby born 2,000 years ago in a country way over 2,000 miles away able to be the ruler of mankind? Where at Christmas we remember the shepherds who were outcasts in society and the wise men who were the intellects would gather from afar to visit, to adore and to worship this wonderful counselor. Where in our previous reading, Herod would rightly feel uneasy and jealous of this wonderful counselor who was coming into the world. Well, very briefly, I just want to spend some time looking at three things of why it can be said that Jesus is a wonderful counselor. So first of all, he's a wonderful counselor because he can provide the right diagnosis. Jesus can provide the right diagnosis. The first characteristic of any counselor or anyone who gives advice is they need to be able to identify the problem. How do we know who we're going to talk to about a certain issue? Well, if you thought this evening you could come along to a night church service and not hear anything about Brexmas, then I'm afraid you're a little mistaken. Who was it who went to visit Theresa May the other week? of all people, David Cameron. And of course, it was made very clear she was not meeting with him for any advice. But why would you meet with a previous prime minister? Well, surely because he's had the same office. He's dealt with similar situations, perhaps a similar divided party. He's struggled to get bills through with a minority government. He's had to work with other parties. It's interesting, isn't it? When we want advice, we go to people who have gone through similar things to what we're going through. If you're a parent here today, and maybe you're a parent of young children, and you're struggling as your children go through the terrible twos, you're probably not going to go to me as someone who doesn't have any children for advice. You're going to go to someone who's maybe had several children and can give some helpful advice on how to deal with that. See, a good counsellor is not someone who's just read a textbook. It's someone who has been through that experience, and it's someone who can journey with us. Now, that's a strange thing in some ways to associate with Jesus, because Jesus, when he did grow up, beyond his birth, he never got married. He wasn't a parent of anyone. We might say, how can he help diagnose? Well, Jesus and the incarnation, when Jesus came as a baby, what that shows us is Jesus is someone who walks in our shoes, who knows to the full extent of what it means to suffer in life, to experience the desire to strike back at someone, to give up at hard times, to feel in despair. But the only difference between Jesus' experience and ours is that although Jesus went through all those things, went through loads of different temptations, he yet was without sin. And that doesn't mean that he was without struggle. And Christmas is about God not pointing out from afar, but God coming close in Jesus Christ and being the baby that is Emmanuel, God with us, who can diagnose from experience. So Jesus is a wonderful counsellor because he can diagnose, but also he can give the right prescription. You see, a wonderful counsellor is not just sympathetic. A good counsellor must know how to actually help you. They must be able to give you the appropriate prescription to help you with your problem. Don't you just love it when you tell someone you're feeling worried? Maybe at Christmas you said, I'm feeling a bit worried, I'm feeling a bit anxious. And they've simply said to you, don't worry about it. You feel like maybe strangling them at that moment or shaking them and saying, wow, you make it sound like I want to be worried. Many years ago, there was a news story about a young girl who received two organ transplants at once. And she received a liver and a kidney transplant. Her father and her grandmother both willingly provided for that girl because they really loved her. And without their provision, without their sacrifice, this girl was simply going to die. And all the good intention, all the well wishes of the world could not change her from being saved from the disease inside of her. She needed someone to sacrifice for her. And when we think about Jesus as a wonderful counsellor, we think about him as not just someone who grew up and was good at listening to people. He didn't just come alongside. He didn't just say to those that were struggling, well, there, you'll get through this somehow. But as we sang in a previous carol, the first Noel, it says in this quite archaic language, that hath made heaven and earth of naught, and with his blood mankind has bought. See, Jesus provided what we could not provide for ourselves. He gave his life as a payment for our sin. The prescription of this wonderful counselor is, if you trust in me, I will provide all that you need. So Jesus is a wonderful counselor because he gives the right diagnosis, because he gives the right prescription. And then lastly, he is the right counsellor because he produces the right results. The best test for knowing if someone is a wonderful counsellor, if they're a good ruler, is does it actually work what they're doing? What's interesting about the video that we watched is you might have thought that it was made for this Christmas in mind. But it was produced in December of 2016. and could equally just be hot off the press now. But after 2 years, as we look back over things like Brexit, we may be wondering, is it beginning to look a lot like Brexit, as also it is beginning to look like Christmas? Or have there been hours and thousands of hours and thousands of people spending time and essentially going nowhere? Will we exit from Brexit? And as we think about Donald Trump, has he made America great again? Or is it really just empty rhetoric? Whereas we think about at Christmas the baby Jesus, has he made anyone or anything great again? What effect has he really had on people? Well, if we look at the New Testament, we'll see time and time again that this baby Jesus grew up and had a massive effect on all the people around him. What about outcasts like Zacchaeus, who was a despised tax collector, and after meeting with Jesus, vowed to repay anyone he had wronged, anyone he had cheated, with interest? What about the woman caught in adultery who Jesus literally saved her from death and transformed her life? What about the religious leader Nicodemus, who came to Jesus late at night, who faced being incredibly unpopular for doing so, but clearly did so because Jesus had something that he needed? And as we go beyond the New Testament and as we go through history, we meet people like John Newton, the hymn writer of one of the most famous hymns, Amazing Grace. And long before he wrote that hymn, he was an alcoholic and was a slave trader. And yet Jesus transformed his life. What about Nicky Cruz, who was the president of a gang in New York, who killed, murdered many people and now travels the world telling people about how Jesus has changed his life? What about today, the millions and the billions of people who say that Jesus today is mine, is our wonderful counsellor? As we've looked at patronyms and as we've perhaps laughed a bit, and as we've looked at how this may think and apply to Jesus, we can leave here this evening and think, well, that's a nice title, and these are nice songs, and this is a nice story. But the question I really want us to think about over this Christmas period is, if Jesus is a wonderful counsellor, if he is the one who is in charge, is he a wonderful counsellor for every single one of us? Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, we thank you so much that you came into the world, and with all the names you were given, you live up to them. We thank you, Jesus, that we can celebrate that you are our wonderful counsellor. And we pray you would help us to think and reflect on that this Christmas. And we pray it will have powerful meaning in our lives. Amen.